Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Once again, you already know how we do it. Back again for another lovely Celebrity Thursday. How you guys doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. D Slay. The crew is in the building. I got the lovely ladies of the D Hour Radio Network with me tonight. The lovely Miss Fabulous, the lovely Ray Cole in the building with me today. We're going to get it in with you guys. So understand Celebrity Thursday is going down tonight. Tonight on Celebrity Thursday, the beautiful, the talented R&B diva herself, the lovely Miss Faith Evans is going to join us tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We're going to get it in with her tonight and play some of that fabulous music that we always play right here on the DL Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Welcome back. Thank you guys for tuning in. You know, it goes down, so just know that it's going to pop off tonight. If you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, gospel artist, poet, comedian, actor, actress, you want to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so very much, Ray Cole. Hello, my dear. And also to one of the best radio shows around, the best radio network, D Slate, salute to you. Thank you so very much for those who are tuning in. We are so ecstatic to be back and looking forward to speaking with the beautiful, lovely, wonderful R&B diva herself, Faith Evans. So ecstatic.
Oh, it's going down. It's definitely going down tonight. Miss Ray Cole, RC, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. We're good. Good. Getting
yeah,
it in.
Doing pretty well.
Sound like it sounds like you don't put a little Hennessy in your Kool-Aid or something tonight. You all good? You all good?
They're going to think I'm an alcoholic out there. No,
so they're wondering why the Kool-Aid man is busting through the wall kind of slow. I think he got a little Hennessy in his jug.
I'm just relaxed,
but,
that's all. I had a little sip of Moscato, that's about it.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with that, definitely. Well, thank you guys. I'm glad you guys are back with me again tonight to talk to the lovely Miss Faith Evans. We're going to play some great music, talk about some things. I'm going to play one of her hits right now. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with her. But I definitely want to talk about, you know, the situation. You know, it's been put in the news. Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner separated. All I got to say is I'm not surprised. That's all I'm, that's going to be my statement about that. But we will discuss that a little later. And a slew of other things we'll definitely be talking about. A lot of the fall shows, TV shows have started. And, you know, so Arsenio's back. We can talk about that. So definitely, it's going to go down tonight, definitely. But we're going to play some hits when we come back. Hopefully we'll be getting in with the beautiful Miss Faith Evans. Here's Faith with her first hit single. We all know it as You Used to Love Me right here. We know you used to love us. Well, we love you guys as always. But it's Faith, You Used to Love Me, right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Celebrity Thursday. Let's go.
Let's go.
like you understand her, but you don't, cause every guy before you is brokenhearted too. And it's hard for her to pick up the pieces, and it's hard for her to say she believes love, cause she's giving up all of the things that she's been through as cause that you haven't got up. That's what's up. Girl, there's no pressure, I'm down for whatever, cause it's
ain't sounding right. You trying to tell me your girlfriend couldn't just go out and get a regular job?
Oh,
Mad shorties going through the same
mad
thing,
shorty.
Yo. If I ever ran into your girlfriend, I'd probably say,
hold up. What would you do? Get up on my feet and let go of every excuse. What would you do? Cause I wouldn't want my baby to go through what I went through. Come on, what would you do? Get up on my feet and stop making tired excuses. What would you do?
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, realize check mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rap. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Back again here at Celebrity Thursday, DL Radio Network, D Slade in the building, playing your hits. You already know how we do it. That was Damage, Bobby Brown, City High, What Would You Do? Of course, the lovely Miss Faith Evans with her original hit single, You Used to Love Me, one of our classics. You know, we love playing all her hit singles and all her classic music. But ladies and gentlemen, right now, it is time for us to introduce the R&B diva herself, multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning recording artist, New York Times best-selling author, wife, mother, entrepreneur, with so many hats to be worn, it is undeniable that Faith Renee Evans has a little something for everyone. What has been an equally rewarding and trying career, ask her how she's come this far, and she'll simply reply, Faith, with so many platinum hits and an incredibly popular new TV reality series, R&B Divas. She is definitely still doing her thing with some new great music, which we will be debuting tonight on the DL Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure, it's my honor to introduce to you tonight, give a warm DL Radio Network welcome to the lovely Miss Faith Evans.
Hey.
Well, Faith, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it, definitely. And I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show. It's an absolute pleasure. We had some of your diva sisters on the show previously on our network. Monifa, mm-hmm. Nikki Gilbert, Latasha. You know, we had Michelle A. We had quite a few of the divas on the show, so it's definitely our pleasure to definitely have you on with us tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
I'm glad, absolutely.
You reached out.
Definitely. I got my lovely ladies of the DL Radio Network in the building with me tonight, Miss Fabulous. Say hello to Miss Faith Evans.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God. Hey, Faith Evans, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm well. I'm headed to the grocery store.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a distinct honor and pleasure, and I just thank you so very much for taking time out to be with us. I mean, the lovely lady, executive producer, and again, so many hats so worn. So I can't wait to get it in with you by line of interviewing and just, you know, let you know that I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Miss Ray Cole.
Let's do it.
And Miss Ray Cole, say hello to Miss Faith Evans.
Hi, Miss Faith.
Oh, you
Evans.
Got a whole crew.
Doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. This is definitely one for the grandkids. This is one of the stories.
Well, Faith, I just want to say while you're out in the store, can you grab me some red Kool-Aid while you're out? I know I just ran out. I definitely need some. I definitely want to say because I know my other co-hosts want to get their questions in, but I just want to say congratulations on the reality series. I mean, of course, it's a hit. You know, it spawned another reality series, R&B Divas LA. But I just wanted to know for the fans and the new fans that are listening right now, how you got started with that, and is there anything else that's going to be transpiring regarding R&B Divas for the future?
Well, R&B Divas itself was actually Nikki Gilbert's brainchild. Nikki and I have been friends for like almost 20 years, and she always has an idea, and I was, you know, always supportive of her. But at the time she came to me, I had actually just filmed a pilot. One of the networks wanted me to do a reality show, and I wasn't really ready to do a show like that, you know, where it's me and my house and my kids. I really didn't want to do that.
Right.
So when she came to me, it was really more to help her pitch and sell her show. I really came on board as just an executive producer and co-creator. But, you know, it was obviously more sellable with me being a cast member. So I kind of relented and said, okay, I'll do it if that's going to help, you know, give these ladies a platform and help my friend to get her show.
Right.
So, you know, and then I would also be able to get that executive producer credit under my belt because I had a lot of other ideas that I wanted to start developing anyway. So it was just a good way for me to be able to do both and it not all be on my shoulders, you know. But I am no longer, I won't be a cast member for the third season. I'm still connected to the show as a co-creator and executive producer and any spinoffs, but I won't be a cast member on the third season. As far as what they got going on, I have no idea. I'm just, you know, basically right now I'm glad that I was able to see something come to fruition and actually be a major big deal for that network, you know, to be a franchise, a successful franchise for that network. And also, you know, ain't nothing wrong with getting a credit and a check. So I'm cool. I got other things
that
I'm developing and other shows that I'm actually, you know, that are about to be picked up. So I'm doing a lot of other stuff. But very happy still for all the divas and, you know, look forward to seeing all the things that are going to come for all of them, you know, by way of the show.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I just want to say congratulations to you and Nikki. We love Nikki because we had her on the show with us, and we had an incredible time with her. So definitely congratulations on that. I know my partner's got some questions for you. Ms. Fabulous, any questions for Ms. Evans?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and announcing Miss Faith Evans, you know, we have something in common. We both turned a certain age this year, but, you know, I still look 25. You know what I mean, Faith? Yeah,
I wake up every day at 5:30 to try and make sure I keep it trying to look as good as I can.
Well, I tell you, you're definitely doing it. Yes, we have that connection. And I just wanted to say just the fact you're just starting out with, you know, films and directing and that music was just your only platform. This is not anything new to you. This, surprisingly, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that Faith's been doing for quite some time. So I am so really glad that the world has been introduced to Faith Evans in terms of producer, songwriter, director, television edge, musically as well. And what I want to ask you in terms of, you know, singing professionally. Let's talk a little bit about your musical inspirations and your vocal style and vocal range, because you have unique and a very eclectic sound about you. There's no duplications of Faith Evans. So talk a little about, if you don't mind, about your range and your vocal ability.
Well, that's something that's very hard for me to talk about. I even leave it up to other people, to be honest. No, I just kind of do what I've been given the gift to do. I mean, I certainly have been influenced by many people over the years and continue to be. I mean, I'm always listening to stuff and still wishing I could do a certain thing that such and such can do, you know, the way they do it. But I do realize that what it is that God gave me is something special in itself. So, you know, to be honest, along with just trying to get better, I really try and in my music just present what it is that I know my fans connected to and just kind of just keep getting better at it. And you know, but I'm always influenced by different things, whether it be, I mean, you know, I go back and listen to my old, you know, my old records and my old CDs quite a bit. It may be like a couple of months where I'm really in a Earth, Wind, and Fire zone or, you know, but, you know, I listen to all types of stuff, so I wouldn't really limit it to just a couple of influences, because at this point in my career as a writer and as a vocalist, you know, I'm inspired by a bunch of different things.
Wow. Let me tell you, Faith keeping or keep the faith and faithfully. Faithfully, ultimately, is my favorite, and your initial, you know, faith, I'm telling you, is just like if you put it in the your deck right now, you know, it would be no different between 2013 and 1995.
Wow, you know, that's funny. Really, I just put Faithfully on my iPod. I've been playing that for the last few days.
Oh, wow. Ultimately, one of my definite favorite. And you're also noted for a lot of your, you know, ballads and things of that nature and, you know, just your range. And that's why I spoke to that because, you know, a lot of artists can duplicate. They can come into the industry and have a more, how can I say, paper doll sound, you know, no disrespect to any of the artists, but you're classic, you're timeless, you know, and that really can't be duplicated. I mean, truly, honestly, I do want to ask one last question of you in terms of, you know, if you were ultimately able to, because, you know, given the fact that you're a producer, you know, a songwriter, and we negated to include that you're also an authoress. You know, out of all the things that you do, because you're really truly a Renaissance woman, Faith Evans, what is the best platform? You're more than welcome. What is the best platform that you really truly want to attach to and want to continue to be, you know, iconic for?
I don't think that would be something that's creative. You know what I'm saying? I think that the what it is that I love most about me is really the person that I am, and where my focus is, where my priorities are. I mean, you know, I'm not perfect by far, but I definitely try and think very, you know, put a lot of thought into prioritizing. I mean, not a lot of thought. It doesn't take thought to put my kids first. I mean, that always comes first. But I mean, in terms of after that, I always put a lot of thought into what, you know, how to finagle and maneuver this and be able to, you know, not commit myself to something that I know I can't carry out. I'm very realistic in those things. There are plenty of opportunities that come my way that I realistically just have to say I know I can't do. It may be something that would be such a great thing to be able to do, but it's like, my son is in summer school, or I need to, you know what I'm saying? It's usually, so I think that is what I value most about me, and I think my kids as well. I think the fact that I try my best to be a good mom and to try and, you know, show them the right way, whether it be how to deal with being in the business, because all of them seem to, you know, are very musically inclined and talented, whether it be, you know, teaching them that there's more to focus on you, that comes easily, you got to still be on point at school, otherwise all that ain't going to mean nothing. So those are the things that I would rather be, you know, that's the platform that I would say I'm more proudly standing on in such a long-winded way of explaining.
Oh, no, and that was definitely because I want the people to understand, you know, you have so many things about you, so you can't really be categorized. But, you know, we do have a friend in common, and I want to say that the compliment is just to true value, even speaking with you now, you know, Ms. Faith Evans, as into where you're one of the most realest people, one of the most realest women, and a philanthropist, if you are, ever. You do so much for the community, and it's almost underrated. So I just wanted to say publicly, you know, thank you for just being so genuine. Thank you for your 20 years in the game, and just thank you for continuously bringing us great entertainment and just being humble. So I really, really appreciate that. Representing the women who definitely, are doing it. You're doing it.
I'm trying.
Definitely, and I agree with her. I before Ray comes on, I just wanted to say that, you know, just listening to you, you know, just talking about your dedication to your children and how you're supporting their ideas and the things that they're doing as becoming a great adult. You know, I just applaud you because I think you represent, you know, what great African American women should be like as far as business women and mothers. And just being a woman in this business and being a woman in this world in particular, you represent what I think is an incredible representation for African American women, and I just want to applaud you for that. Absolutely.
Thank you. Wow, y'all making me feel nice.
Well, you deserve it. You absolutely. You just
absolutely.
Said you were going to be in the red Kool-Aid, too. You deserve it, fam. Absolutely. Ray Cole.
I'm going to get some snacks for my son's lunch.
Oh, yeah, so of course I have questions. But first, I just want to second what Ms. Fabulous said. I was reading your bio, and I was blown away by your accomplishments. You received Grammys, chart-topping songs. You're a writer, producer, an actress, and you have an award-winning autobiography. You are definitely someone that I and other up-and-coming artists should strive to be like. You have worked with so many big names, and you're continuing to do great things. I'm truly inspired. And with that being said, what advice could you give to up-and-coming artists about breaking into the music industry and maintaining a spot in the music industry?
You know what? That is such a popular question, but, you know, I don't feel like there is any one way. I don't think there's any one way, you know. I mean, not to sound cliche or anything, but I truly believe, I mean, you know, everybody's path is not the same. It's not going to happen for you like it did for me. You know, X, Y, and Z. But the biggest thing, the most important thing is to, number one, you know, I think it's nice to be nice, you know, be a good person and not really sell yourself out for what you think it could bring. You know what I mean? I've never really,
right.
I've been blessed enough to kind of always have my head in the right place as far as that. But at the same time, when I was initially around people in the industry, I wasn't really looking to be a quote-unquote recording artist. I was just a girl who people knew could sing and I could write songs, and I just was doing it and hanging around people who were actually in it until someone said, hey, do you sing this part? And then Puff asked me, did I want a deal? I mean, that's just how it happened for me. I wasn't really going around shopping a demo or anything, but by the same token, I wasn't really ever the type to be so pressed, like, oh my God, you got to hear me. Now, on the other hand, that may have served me well if that was my angle, if I was making sure people knew I could sing and, you know, at every chance I got, but I didn't. But what I did do was make sure that I always represented myself. I was just, you know, always very laid back. You know, I always felt like when my time comes, when my chance comes, it'll be there. And when somebody tell me to sing, I'm going to sing the shit out of that shit. I mean, whatever is going to come from it is going to come from it. I didn't know what that would be. I didn't know my blessing would be the form of this record deal or X, Y, and Z. But I did try and stay around it and be, you know, get better at it. By the time I got a record deal, I was a professional in the studio. And, you know, way before I had a record deal, but I always wanted to be around it and always wanted to do it. I used to sneak out the house. I mean, I'm sure you're way beyond that now, but, you know, I just feel like it's nice. It's good to keep connections, you know, and to be nice and for people to remember you. And, you know, if people remember you as good people, 9 times out of 10, if this is a situation where they can give you a shot at something or they can be the connection for you with something else, then it'll happen. You know, I think that's just how God works.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Yes, that was.
Definitely. Well, Faith, I know you don't have a lot of time with us, but I wanted to ask you, what's next on the horizon for Faith Evans? You know, as a entertainer, businesswoman, what's next on the horizon? What can the fans expect from you next?
I am working on, I'm finishing up my 8th album. I'm definitely going to put it out in 2014, but I don't have an exact release date. I don't even have a home for it yet. But it's super, super, super awesome. I'm also developing several reality and scripted TV projects. And working on this, I'm working on a DVD series, but aside from my live DVD, which I filmed and working on editing, but I'm working on an instructional DVD series. I'm not going to give you too much, but I'm working on an instructional DVD series for singers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. I definitely like that. Well, I know definitely we definitely can't wait for the new music to drop. I know tonight we're going to be debuting your single, Tears of Joy. And I love the song. It's an incredible song. And I definitely can't wait for everybody to hear it. I just want to say, as D. Slate, as a man, I'm real secure in my manhood to say that your song. song, Never Gonna Let You Go, is probably one of my favorite R&B ballads, and it's on my top 10 list of my favorite R&B ballads. Sometimes when I listen to it, a little liquid may come out of my eye. I can't explain it. Yeah, but I'm secure in my manhood to say that. You know what I'm saying? For everybody, all my people that listen, you know. But no, it's definitely one of my favorite songs of all time as far as R&B ballads. And I just want to say, you have absolutely incredible music, and I think that you have blessed, you know, the R&B music industry with some great music. Yeah. And I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
My last question for you, I want to ask, because I always like to ask some of the R&B celebrity artists we always have on the show. You know, looking at the way music is right now, and with R&B, and you know, so many people not happy with a lot of the music that's being played on mainstream radio, and some people say, well, I really don't listen to the radio. I just listen to my iPod. I just listen to my CDs or whatever the case may be, and I just don't like what's the new music. I don't like what's being played. Some people, you know, question whether or not real R&B is dead. I just want to know, what do you think about that, and, you know, what do you say to those faithful, you know, fans of R&B, of your music and some of the great R&B from the 80s and 90s, and who just not really feeling what we're hearing today and just are doubting whether or not real R&B is still around?
Well, what I will say to people that like my music is thank you. Well, that's all I can say is thank you, and I'm going to keep on making,
absolutely,
you know, that music for them. However, that's, you know, everyone has a choice to like what music they like. I listen to a little bit of everything again. I mean, sometimes when I work out, it's strictly my iPod, but there's times when I'm in the car where I listen to the power station, or there's times when I just listen to the jazz station all day.
That's
so
real.
I mean, you know, it's for me, you know, I just like music. But I understand, you know, I hear that a lot. But, I mean, you know, I think me and Carl Thomas were having this conversation recently, and he said it so perfectly. Like, you know, someone was kind of saying how the radio and the people don't appreciate us, you know, meaning what is ourselves, like urban AC artists. But, you know, and Carl,
right,
and I kind of beg to differ. Like, well, if you can't blame the kids who, you know, who are they're working, they're doing the best with what they've been given. If they don't know old music or X, Y, and Z, then that's their parents' fault. I mean, you know what I mean? That's not
that's
for
real.
Us to complain about what they like. People have a choice in liking what they like. And, you know, so they're doing the best with what they've been given. And obviously there's an audience for it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think a lot of these young people have been influenced by a lot of us. Some of them have been influenced by other things, but that's just the way of the world. I mean, you know, I ain't mad. I appreciate those that do like what I do. And I don't care what station is on. I appreciate hearing my music. So, you know,
that's
I'm not
real.
Really, I'm not bitter or anything like that. I think that my place is what it is, and what's for me is for me, and, you know, that's just how it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well said. Definitely well said. Miss Fabulous, you have any closing comments from Miss Evan?
Oh, most definitely. This has truly, truly been an honor and a blessing to be able to, you know, hear the inner workings, the speech, and the pearls from one of my favorite entertainers. I mean, truly, you're a woman of a lot of class, a lot of poise, and, you know, someone definitely to be a force to be reckoned with. I mean, I really, really cannot wait for your, you know, other projects to come to surface. For your scripted things that you're, you know, producing and things of that nature. And I also wanted to know if people are interested in, you know, making contact or, you know, following you or seeing, you know, what's more to come of Faith Evans, how are the fans and the listening audience able to, you know, follow you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Faith Evans. FaithEvansMusic.com is my website. I have a fan page on Facebook, but crazy enough, I've never ever even been on Facebook at one time. But I pretty much keep my fans updated via my website and my Twitter.
That's right.
Okay. And one last thing, any maybe workings of touring or
I'm so crazy. I'm bugging. Y'all did ask me what I'm doing. Actually, we have a few dates. It's not a full-out tour yet, but there are 4 dates Thanksgiving weekend in New York, L.A., Philly, and Dallas. It's called The Diary of a Diva Tour, presented by the creators of R&B Divas, which is myself and Nikki Gilbert. And it's myself, Kelly Price, Kiki Wyatt, Nikki Gilbert, and some of the other divas are kind of coming in and out on the other shows. So I'm not sure who the other girls are for each show, but, yeah, that's Thanksgiving weekend. And also, I have a couple of other records that I'm on with other artists that are either out or about to come out. Robert Glasper's new album I'm on. I just did a song with for this Bobby Jones gospel album. What else?
I think
that's about it.
Wow, really busy. Well, just thank you once again, Faith, for your contribution to the industry. And you will be one of those artists that play, you know, Vegas in years to come. So definitely your 20 years plus in the industry, you know, you represent us well. So thank you.
You know what's so funny? I wrote a sitcom that's loosely based on my life, and that's what the story is about. It's about me taking a break from recording and me getting an offer to headline at a Vegas hotel. So,
oh, wow.
That's pretty
amazing. Oh, wow.
Okay, so we need to connect, do tea or something. So, you know, the ideas are coming to fruition. Yeah.
Where are you guys based? Where are you guys based?
That's it.
Where are you guys based?
Well, I'm based in Arizona. Miss Fabulous is in Virginia, and Ray is in St. Louis.
Okay. Y'all all over.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope to get
States.
To one of your cities, you know, sometime soon. Hopefully we can meet in person.
So.
But, you know, I surely do appreciate you guys, and thanks for all the support.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Ray, any closing comments for Ms. Evan?
I just have one question. How does it feel to know that you will always be an icon? Like, always.
You know what? I don't really look at it myself. I don't know. I don't look at it like that. I don't really. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't really go around with that thought. Like, hey, I'm an icon.
I know, but you'll always be one. Always.
I mean, that's nice to hear, but to be honest, it's pretty. Every time I hear it, I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, thank you. I mean, it's not, it's cool.
Well, you'll always be one. I like that you're really, really humble. It was very inspirational speaking with you. Like, it was just an honor to talk to you. Yes.
Well, thank you, guys. You guys will have a lot of fun. I look forward to talking to y'all again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Faith, I just want to say I understand about the icon thing, you know. I used to be asked that, you know, I was an icon for Playgirl magazine. So I understand. I clearly understand that. You know, I get that. I just want to say that it was an absolute pleasure to have you on. It was an honor to have you on with us. You're no longer a guest. You're a family member of this network, and we're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing and telling everybody about all the ventures and everything that you're working on. I definitely can't wait till you come to our city so we can definitely come check you out. And again, this is your family with us now, so you're always welcome on the DL Radio Network.
Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it. And I'll drop your Kool-Aid off tomorrow, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. Well, Faith, you have a blessed night, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Right,
have a good one. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
DL Radio Network, the beautiful Miss Faith Evans, R&B diva herself, entrepreneur, businesswoman, African-American woman extraordinaire, joining us on the DL Radio Network. Another incredible interview in the books. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Dee Slay, Miss Fabulous, Ray Cole, we're getting it in like we always do. I got to play some hits for you guys when we come back. We're going to have some fabulous news. We're going to be talking about some crazy nonsense that's going on in entertainment right now. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's real crazy. But you already know that's what we talk about on Celebrity Thursday. So make sure you don't go nowhere. We got some hits. It's my man Al B. Short. He said you got to be off on your own. I don't know. I think he may be right. But, you know, Al B., that's my man. So I'm going to go ahead and go with him. Al B. Short, off on your own. DL Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's go.
got me on hold. What do you think, you dope on a rope? Nope. You know what, I'm supposed to sweat you? I'm supposed to run all over me? Zero. I'm a strength. Hey, yo, Scott, it ain't hard to tell, right?
Yo, all of a sudden, grab a girl and get out your feet and rock to the rhythm of this funky beat. My name is Alfie Chopin. Rock to the rhythm, the rhythm of the funky beat.
Busy me. So anyway,
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait, Mom, what?
Huh?
What?
Hold on.
What'd you say?
Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, D-Hour Radio Network. D-Slate, Miss Fabulous Ray Cole in the building. D-Hour's Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Doing it like that, playing a hit. You already know how we get down with it. The lovely Miss Latasha Scott featuring Wale with Complicated. Before that was my man Al B, Off on Your Own. You already know we do that. We play the hits as always. And if you like, you would like to have your hits played on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, MySpace, the brand new MySpace. I know MySpace then did some remodeling over there, and then, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses. So definitely make sure all you got to do is search the keyword The Hour Show, or you can just simply email us, thehourshow@gmail.com. If you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, gospel artist, poet, comedian, actor, actress, you want to be showcased on our network, all you have to do is hit us up. I want to let you guys know, coming up in a couple of weeks, yes, it is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is here. And let me just tell you, we are excited. The D-Hour Radio Network's radio sports show is finally here on the D-Hour Radio Network. We will be debuting in a couple of weeks. They will be airing on Tuesdays, a little bit in the afternoon on Tuesdays. You know, before the deep poetry, before the Tuesday spot. But it is here. It is called the ATS Show, and ATS stands for All Things Sports. The All Things Sports Show, ATS Show, coming real soon in a couple of weeks. Hosts C. Miller, Big Mike, the brothers of the DL Radio Network, C. Miller and Big Mike, the ATS Show. Definitely make sure you guys keep your eyes and ears out for that. The new D-Hour Radio Network sports show is coming real soon, so make sure you guys get ready for that. I just want to say to my lovely ladies, Ms. Fabulous Ray Cole, did you guys hear about the separation with Kris Jenner and Mr. Bruce Jenner?
No, but it's not surprising.
Hey, I mean, look, I'm going to say this before you guys tell me what you think. First of all, I don't, you know, I'm not a big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. I mean, I've seen a few of the episodes, definitely. Meaning I haven't really watched the show that much, but I have seen a few episodes. And I got to say, from some of the episodes that I've seen, it just, I don't know. I can almost kind of see it coming. You know what I mean? I can almost kind of see that whole situation coming, because just looking at the interaction between her and Bruce, and just, you know, the way she was with him, the way he was with her, it's just I can really see it coming. I can kind of see that was probably going to be the outcome. I don't know if you guys will watch it. I don't know. Ms. Savage, what you think?
Well, let me just say this. A lot of times when relationships are put on Front Street, meaning reality television show, it's kind of like a blessing and a curse, because you can get great feedback. You can get virgin feedback, an original kind of like a bipartisan, if you will, person to say, hey, you know, is this scripted or is this, you know, something that's really, really an issue within their relationship, the dynamics. I think if they had issues and problems, had it not been, you know, for the public eye, I think it could have been something workable. But anytime you integrate a lot of people, a lot of opinions, and nonetheless the cameras are rolling, it's going to be a heightened situation for a disaster in the making. So it's really unfortunate, you know, both parties. I really like Bruce and I like Chris. It's not that I, you know, put on my calendar, you know, to follow them and their lives because I have a life of my own. Their reality is my non-reality, but nonetheless, for commentary purposes, any relationship that has come to an end or in the process thereof is always unfortunate. We need to have stronger families, and we need to be able to just have legacies that are built, no matter the political affiliation, color, dynamics, gender, or what have you. We need to be more cognizant to build more families to stay together.
No doubt. Ray, what you think?
I mean, I agree with everything she just said, pretty much. I mean, I really don't watch the show that often, so I don't really know the ins and outs of their lives or relationships. I really don't want to say what I'm thinking, but I'm going to say it anyway since you asked me. I mean, it seems like a lot of times they... their family does a lot of stuff, like the little bit I have seen, for like publicity reasons. So, I mean, who knows? They might be back together next month. I mean, this might just be a sham. I don't know. I don't want to say that because, you know, I don't want to be negative Nancy, but, you know, that's just how I feel. But, yeah, I pretty much agree with Ms. Fabulous, though. I mean, hopefully they can... You know, hopefully it's for the best if they are getting divorced or, you know, whatever the outcome may be.
That's real. I mean, you're right. No, go ahead, Ms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to just say, I think it's a simplistic case of the RR. Reconciliation ratings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you reconcile, you're going to lose a lot of your viewership within certain demographics. If you don't reconcile, I mean, it's the same thing. So it's kind of like, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't. So, you know, again, back to my initial statement, I don't want any couple, you know, if you're, you know, famous or infamous, you know, to part ways, but you got to do what's best for you, and they know their circumstance better than any of us, you know.
Right. Can't Maybe we're going to do a Nene and Greg.
Hello?
Yeah,
that's my understanding. Right, exactly. Exactly. And people do it all the time. Famous, infamous, or indifferent, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, best
that's
wishes
real.
To them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to hear what you guys thought about this. This is what I've been hearing lately. The whole Miley Cyrus thing and her behavior and the way she's been acting. Now it's been said that it could possibly be, which is what I was kind of going with when she first started. And I don't think just with her, but I think with a couple of them, Justin Bieber, Amanda Bynes, I want to say that, you know, now it's being said that they think that it's just the whole publicity thing and, you know, her just trying to, you know, build her name up and, you know, you know, a lot of people, you know, which I was saying myself, you know, some artists, and this is what I say, some artists, I think, feel like sometimes when their career is not going where they would like it to go or they're not getting the press that they would like or their people don't think that they're getting the press that they think that their clients should be getting, then they start leaning towards the whole think outside the box scenario, and they start leaning toward the whole controversy scenario. The meaning that there's a lot of artists who's thrived off controversy, who's become famous off controversy. You know, Madonna, Eminem, Michael Jackson, Prince, You know, so many of them, you know, have become, you know, super famous from controversy. And I think that, you know, I think a lot of these artists today are starting to think, and I'm just really starting to wonder about that whole mindset, you know, even like with the whole thing with Montana Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, thinking that she needed to do what she did to be famous, you know, leaning toward the whole Kim Kardashian sex tape thing, and that's why she became famous. I'm starting to really question, you know, the mindset of certain individuals of thinking what they have to do to become famous. And then, you know, that was never the mindset before, but that seems to be, you know, that seems to be the stilo now. You know, that seems to be the new thing now. Let's thrive off some controversy. Let's do this to become famous. And I don't know how positive I feel about that whole scenario. Ray, what you think?
Well, back to what you said about, like, some of the other people that have gotten famous from controversy, I think the difference is with them back then and now is back then they weren't necessarily trying to spark a controversy or, you know, to spark a situation, but just the rawness and the realness of whoever they were, if, you know, controversy came from it. You know, like with you know, NWA and all them saying, you know, F the police. And, you know, like, I mean, that's just
exactly
how they felt. And that's what was real to them at that time. But now, like you said, I think people are probably just doing more so of a bandwagon type of thing where, you know, let me see or who could be the biggest, I don't want to say slut, but I mean, I'm just saying that the way you look is the way people are going to perceive you. And I mean, like the stuff that she had on, I was just looking like, what the deuce, like, what you got on? Like, where's Billy Ray at? Like, he didn't see you leaving the house. But on the same token, I mean, it may just be her expressing her individuality. I mean, who knows? Like, she went from being like a child star to, you know, I mean, no break in between. So maybe that's just her way of coming out. Who knows? I mean, maybe we could just charge it to her being young. But, I mean, I'm really indifferent about it.
Ms. Fabius, what you think?
Wow. I mean, you know, I kind of agree with what Ray Cole was saying. Ray Cole. Yeah, RC. Yeah, yeah. I kind of agree with what she says.
Ray.
I definitely agree what she has said in terms of people, you know, striving to make a name for themselves by any means necessary. And I don't, you know, mean in the force of a positive light. You know, sometimes people have to be the shadows even in the lights when the lights are on. And what is meant by that is that, you know, she's known as a former, you know, Disney or, you know, child-approved star. Now she's an adult, and it's like, I can't get away from that. No matter what I do, I'm always going to be noted for just that. So let me shake it up a little bit to get the attention of the big kids, if you will. But, you know, even with that, it only not just affected her. It affected, you know, people within her demographics, you know, her father, Robin Thicke, quite a few other people, the network, you know. Other than this herself, you know, that was a selfish move, but I still like her as an entertainer, as an artist. But, again, what we do not just only affects us, and this is for the up-and-coming artists as well. Be cognizant of everything that you do because, again, I can't say it enough, it does not just affect you. Your choices affects others as well. So,
like Hannah Montana went wild.
I mean, yeah, it's like I feel like, you know, well, I can't say Justin because Justin Bieber, I mean, because he wasn't on Disney, but I kind of feel like it's like Disney kids gone wild. You know, it's like, you know, they had this certain image growing up, and they had this certain, you know, likable image, the certain so innocent and certain pure image. And it's like, I almost feel like, you know, maybe they started thinking like, okay, you know what, this image is not really going to get me, you know, to where I want to be in my career if I keep on going on with this image. And maybe, you know, or maybe those images weren't really their true selves. I mean, in some aspect, yeah, they're probably nice and polite and the different things like that, but maybe they were thinking, you know, this image is really not me, you know, and mm-hmm. I got to be me, you know. So I don't know. I know that seems to be the CeeLo right now, you know, thriving off controversy and, you know, trying to become famous off that. You know, you see all these Twitter beefs and all this stupid nonsense, you know, going off of, you know, from Twitter and, you know, Instagram and different things like that. And it's all this crazy nonsense. You know, you're getting the media entertainment news from, you know, different things that's going on with certain celebrities. And it's just that, you know, I feel like, you know, if I don't think, personally, I don't think, you know, thriving off controversy, I don't think that works for everybody. You know, because, granted, there's other artists who tried that, and it didn't work for them, you know. And
it's only
going to
last so long.
Right, and it didn't do nothing but mess their careers up. You know, it didn't do nothing but mess their careers up, and it didn't really do anything positive for them. So I think that as an artist or even with some of the celebrities out there and any of the ones that may be listening, I feel like you need to really – you know, dive deep into that concept and say, you know what, before you even try something, or even if you're talking with your people, you need to be like, you know what, is this really going to work for me? You know, because that particular concept don't work for everybody. Yeah, it's worked for Eminem. Yeah, it's worked for Madonna. It's worked for Lady Gaga. It's worked for, you know, so many, you know, not everybody, but a few individuals, it's definitely worked for their benefit. But even with some of, you know, wholesome artists, even with artists who you don't hear crap like that from a lot, you know, when anytime some type of drama's going on now, guess what? Their Twitter's blowing up, everybody's following him, and now everybody's liking him on Facebook now, and everybody's looking at the YouTube videos now because of some crazy drama, you know, and I just feel like, you know, I don't think that works for everybody. I think you really need to be, you know, cognizant of whether or not, you know, that particular outcome is going to work for you.
Right.
Can I say this, though, too? This is a lost society. This is a lost society, and this is just my opinion. Opinions are like cell phones. For the most part, everyone has one. But this is a lost society of people who cannot differentiate between reality and what's on television and what's real. At the end of the day, we bleed the same, okay?
Yep.
Instead of taking your focus and more so, you know, just exonerating and blowing this whole issue up. I mean, that situation happened almost a month and a half ago, maybe even a little bit longer. What about the 400,000 people and DOD employees and federal employees that have still been out because of this closeout right now? Out of work.
Yep.
You know, the food banks are emptying out, you know, food stamp or, you know, SNAP or, you know, funds, governmental funding ability is lacking or becoming very, how can I say, lack, because there are so many people who are affected by these changes. So what I'm trying to say is our priorities need to be re-guided and they need to be shifted and understand that there's a generation next that is behind the current generation, and what are we actually allowing them to know right from wrong? What are we teaching them? You know, if this is going to be okay and accepted, what are we teaching them? And how or what are they to model? It's a bunch of foolishness. It really is. It's all entertainment. At some time and at some point, the cameras have to stop rolling. We get back to what's real and what's not real, which you call reality. You know what I mean? So, it's ridiculous.
Right. It's ridiculous. And you're right, Ms. Fab. Everybody's, you know, the fans and everybody's focusing all their energy on this trivial nonsense that's going on, and they need to be concentrating more on what's going on around us and, you know, the whole lockout and just, yeah, I think you're right.
I
think they need to be putting a little bit more concentration on what's really going on around us. So I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I really do truly hope that, you know, a lot of individuals are starting to put their focus into something a little bit more positive and stay away from all that negative connotation, because, you know, you really don't need that. You know, you need to to surround yourself in a more positive light, keep a more positive aura around you. So I think that definitely, I think those are the things that we really need to truly be focusing on. I agree with you, for definitely, and thank you for bringing that up, for all the fans to really know that that's definitely what we need to be concentrating on.
Yeah, I mean, we can have entertainment, so I guess having raw talent, that means absolutely nothing, you know. To actually be able to really sing or to play an instrument or to have an acting ability, I guess that means absolutely nothing. And I'm being facetious, but I'm going to get off the soapbox now. But nonetheless, it's a way to be entertained, but you can do it in a way that's not going to be, again, the word for today, controversial. So, you know, we just have to think a little bit before we act. Think before you act, regardless if you're a celebrity, an everyday person that goes to work, school, or if you have children, stay-home mom, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, your actions are going to affect someone, you know.
That's true.
That's it. No doubt. Well, definitely I hope you guys are paying attention to that and definitely listening and taking heed to what we're talking about. With that being said, we got some more hits when we come back to Fat Fabulous News. We got some D-Slay, blow the dust off of them, old school double play. I got some of that for you guys as well. Right now, we're going to give you guys the D-Hour world premiere of Miss Faith Evans' new joint, Tears of Joy, right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Celebrity Thursday, big shout out and much love to our newest family member, Miss Faith Evans. It's time to get it. Faith Evans. New single, Tears of Joy. Let's go.
Let's go.
When I think about it,
baby,
all I can do is shake my head. Cause there ain't no got me so messed up.
enemies know I'm the centerpiece.
I want it now. I'm done waiting. There's a passion.
Diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Look into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the other person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Y'all Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in on this lovely Thursday night. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us. That was MC Light with a new hit single, Craven. Before that was the DIY world premiere of Faith Evans' new single, Tears of Joy. One of her new singles, Tears of Joy. Getting it in right here on the network. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Miss Fabulous Ray Ray in the building. Look here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to do what we do on the Diablo Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. And it's time for a little bit of that fast, fabulous news. Miss Fabulous, you're so fabulous. What fabulous news do you have for us tonight?
Well, thank you for that, D. Slate. Ladies and gentlemen, let's jump right into it for the fast, fabulous news. Basically, we talked a little bit about it earlier throughout the show about the shutdown of the government. That's not necessarily the literal term of it, but that's what we're calling it, meaning we the people and our ways. that, you know, we don't have necessarily the means and ways of resources and food and money and things of that nature. So, you know, without further ado, we need to stand together as a country, as a community, and be able to give what you can to help thy neighbor, thy brother, and thy sister. A lot of DOD workers, federal government workers, have returned to work. However, many of them are still furloughed at this time. So therefore, whatever your municipality, your jurisdiction, or your state may be involved with furloughs, we want to just say hang in there, and definitely, hopefully, someone will come to an agreement very, very soon. I want to give you the observations for the month of October. October is, as we all know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're 40 years of age and you're a woman, definitely I encourage you, I challenge you to have a mammogram done. This may save your life. And also men, you also can be subjected to breast cancer as well. It's not a gender disease. It is a everybody needs to focus on the attention of how this disease is taking lives. But we need to celebrate more birthdays. And through Making Strides, as well as the Susan G. Coleman foundations throughout the country, these are representations that are allowing those to have research and to live longer lives. Also, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, National Bullying Awareness Month, Lupus Awareness Month, and National Diabetes Awareness Month. During the second week of October, we are more inclined to be cognizant of Fire Prevention Week. Also, know that we're in hurricane season at this time, so stay prepared, stay on top of things, and know a plan of escape. Today, on the 10th day of October, National Angel Food Cake Day. I feel so heavenly about that. Yes. Actually, we also are celebrating Naval Academy Day and SAVE, which is an acronym, S-A-V-E, Stop America's Violence Everywhere. So I hope that those have taken heed to that. Violence beget violence means nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Brothers and sisters, let's mend together to make stronger communities. Also, World Mental Health Day. Tomorrow, Southern Food Heritage Day. So I'm going to have some fried fish, some cornbread, and some cabbage, and maybe some sweet tea, if you know what I mean.
That's what I'm talking about.
Also, World Egg Day and World Sight Day. And we're going to keep it moving. Happy belated birthday to the fabulous, very lovely, gifted, and talented Toni Braxton, and to the late, great comedian who's ever done it. Yes, Bernie Mac had a birthday on October the 5th.
Ladies and gentlemen,
take care of one another. And definitely, yes, Chantel, who you with? We definitely want to see you back here next time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fabulous news, and I'm so fabulous. Reporting live for the D Hour Show Radio Network, Miss Fabulous. Now back to you, D Slate.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Miss Fabulous. Thank you for that. Happy birthday to my brother, Bernie Mac, in the building.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Another fabulous. You know, every now and then the ghost of so many celebrities will possess me, and I might, you know, they'll come out. You know, you never know when they'll ever come out on the show.
But what were we talking about earlier, living in false realities?
Well, you know, I know what I'm saying. You know, some of the ghosts, you know, they seem to get me, and they possess me, and boom, it's right there on the air, you know, for everybody to enjoy. I just want to say definitely that was some great news, and definitely make sure you guys are out there, like I know they're doing, my brothers are doing in the NFL right now, supporting Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So definitely make sure you guys are doing that. And definitely keep supporting it. I had some family members personally for myself who went through that. So I wholeheartedly support breast cancer awareness and, you know, any type of awareness that's afflicting people and that's, you know, causing people tragedy and pain. And we definitely need to be more aware of and
supporting it a lot more so we can get come up with some more cures and some more ways to help people to get through it and to be able to live with it and deal with it. So definitely keep supporting all those causes. And, again, this month of breast cancer awareness, so definitely make sure you guys are supporting that. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple more hits to display for you. And when I say hits, right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for These Slaves Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play. Yes, indeed. And you know I got some good ones for you guys tonight. This is for, you know, my lovely ladies, my sisters of the DIY Radio Network, the beautiful Miss Faith Evans, and the lovely listeners out there listening to us right now on Celebrity Thursday. It's These Slaves Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play. I got some stylistics. I got some Gladys Knight. You better get ready for it. These Slaves?
They ain't ready.
Play it for them. Play it for them.
Hate me, that's okay. For food. Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D-Slate, blow the dust off of them. Old school double play. Gladys Knight, neither one of us. Stylistic breakup to makeup. If you have some requests you'd like D-Slate to play on the old school double play, all you got to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can hit us up on Twitter. And we will try to get your request in for the old school double play. Now, it's the closeout time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you guys so much for joining us on Celebrity Thursday tonight. We had a phenomenal time with the beautiful Miss Faith Evans for joining us. And as always, she was incredible, as we know her to be. And it was truly an honor to have her on with us. And make sure you guys check her out on Facebook and on Twitter, faithevansmusic.com. Check out her website, as well as check her out on Twitter, and follow her, and so you can keep up with what's going on with her. And if not, we will definitely keep you guys tuned in to everything that's going on with Faith Evans, our new family member on the D-Hour Radio Network. Miss Fabulous, your closing comments for tonight.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for that, D-Slay. I want to say tonight was truly epic. Dearly, dearly appreciated and so humbled by the kind words of Miss Faith Evans. She is truly iconic and very, very talented. And, again, it was more of a blessing to be able to, you know, be in her presence. For what's going on with Miss Fabulous speaking in the third person, also want to just take this time out to say tonight was truly great. D-Slate, thank you for allowing such a platform for us radio personalities and the D-Hour Show Radio Network listening audience and our sponsors and things of that nature to be able to have something to look forward to. Ray, it's always a pleasure. I totally, totally appreciate you, sister of intelligence. Now, and I digress, getting back to my initial point, I am the producer for a forthcoming film entitled Employee of the Year. Stay tuned for more information soon to come. My client, Charles Farmer, and his wife, Carlisa Farmer, of Synergy Cornerstone, they're doing great things out of Virginia. Also, if you're looking for some great, great gift ideas, I am your Avon representative. Check me out on youravon.com. Yes, / poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, justice. It's not your traditional Avon from 50 years ago. However, Avon now carries purses and apparel and leather and so many great things that your local department stores, if you will, carry. So definitely, if you're looking for great specials, hit me up, youravon.com/poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, justice. Go on my page. We have specials all the time, and a new holiday campaign is in session. Last but not least, in Virginia, all my actors, singers, and thespians, stay tuned for the casting call of my hit stage play, Damaged Goods. We'll be returning, and we'll be hitting the road. So in Virginia, October 23rd at 6:30 at a disclosed place. Stay tuned for more information regarding that. And back to you, D-Slate. I'm the Avon lady.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much for that, Ms. Fabulous. You are fabulous as always. Ray Cole, your closing comments for tonight.
Yes, all I have to say to Ms. Fabulous is get that money. Yes. And to the listening world, like always, you could have been anywhere doing anything, but you are tuned in listening to us, giving us your energy, giving us your love. Thank you for having me on here again. You know, I appreciate that, guys, and that's pretty much it. Night, night, world.
Night, night. You want to go night, night? No. Again, we had an incredible time. I love my sisters for joining me. As always, I have an incredible time with them, and I just thank them and all the other family members on the network, and I thank you guys so much. You guys mean the world to me. If it weren't for you guys, the network wouldn't be as great as it is now, and I thank you guys so much, and I'm blessed to have you guys in my world. I really do appreciate that. I just want to say that, again, make sure you guys keep tuning into the DR Radio Network Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. Look out for the ATS show, the DR Radio Network's new sports radio show coming up in a couple of weeks with hosts C. Miller and Big Mike. The ATS show, the All Things Sports show, so definitely make sure you guys get ready for that. And, again, had an incredible time. As always, you guys be safe. Be aware of your surroundings. Support the lockout and support, you know, those government workers that are trying to support their families. Help keep them, lift them up, and help keep them in your prayer. And hopefully we'll get this thing resolved. And regardless of that, much love to our coaches, President Obama. You know, we got your back regardless, brother, what's going on, and we're going to continue to support you. With that being said, I want to say have a wonderful Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to leave you guys with the one song that tends to make D. Slate cry every now and then. It's Faith Evans, Never Let You Go. And I'm going to leave you guys with that, and we'll see you guys next time. Much love. Have a good one.
Night-night.
Night-night.
One more night-night.
It could be in summer, fall, or spring.
sound, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's a G-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.